Welcome to the Capitol Press Room for Tuesday, September 23rd. I'm Susan Arbetter. Today, Andrea Stewart-Cousins kicks things off for us. We're going to ask the leader of the Senate Dems about the Women's Equality Party, as well as the possible prosecution of a Democratic candidate that she had backed in the past. Then we meet Brian Howard, the Democrat running to unseat Senator Kathy Marchione. Incumbent Republican Mark Grassanti just lost his primary battle for the Republican nomination in the 60th Senate District in Western New York, but he's still in the running. We're going to speak with him about the campaign and what happens when farmers and veterans get together and grow stuff. Well, here's a hint, a lot of good things. It's all coming up on the Capitol Press Room. So Brad and Rainey Vickers have been here multiple times. You know them. We've talked with them lots about farming. They own a 400-acre cattle farm in Chenango County, New York, where they also help run the county chapter of the New York State Farm Bureau, among other things. The couple is also active in the Farmer Veteran Organization of New York. FVONY has multiple missions. One, to mobilize veterans to feed America, to cultivate a new generation of farmers and food leaders, and to develop viable employment and meaningful careers through the collaboration of the farming and military communities. Joining us today are two veterans who are also veteran farmers, one of whom is Brad Vickers, president of the Chenango County Farm Bureau. And we have program participant Jamie Critelli here. He's the founder of Floral Beauty Greenhouses in Elmira and also an Iraq War vet. Brad is a Vietnam War vet. Brad and Jamie, welcome to the Capitol Press Room. It's great to have you here.
Thanks, Susan.
Thank
it's
you,
great
Susan.
To be here.
So I feel intuitively that farmers and veterans working together is a good thing. It would help the community. But Brad, can you flesh that out for us? How does it work? And why?
This is a fantastic program. In fact, being a life member in the Legion, the VFW, and involved in Farm Bureau, it's one of the first times I've ever had a platform that I could talk about across all the organizations. And the unique thing about this is you're bringing veterans out of a combat zone and giving them an opportunity to be involved in an industry that's drastically needed in the United States. We're going to need over 100,000 new farmers per year in the next couple of years, and this is a great opportunity. It gives us veterans an opportunity to get involved in an industry on a peaceful environment and in an aspects of helping America a second time. They've already served their country, and now they get to help feed America as well. So this is really unique, and we're really pleased about being able to offer this here in New York State.
So how does it work? Are you matching veterans who want to farm, or are these veterans who already have a farming background?
Many of these veterans don't have. However, saying that, according to USDA, nearly 50% of our combat veterans come from rural areas. So many of them, you know, having been in a highly intense combat situation, are looking for something more peaceful and want to get back to rural America, and farming is a great opportunity. It gives them some peace and tranquility while growing food for America.
Jamie Critelli is here. So as Brad mentioned, you served your country once, and now you're serving it again as somebody who grows food. Let's talk about the first time.
Sure. I went to college at Cornell and joined the ROTC program, and at that time I thought, well, let's go on active duty with the Army. I'll get to see the world. I think I've gotten to see more of the world than I ever bargained for, but in retrospect, it's been a great experience.
You saw active duty in Iraq.
I did. Yes, the capstone of my career, my 8 years in the military was running convoys for 4 months in Iraq. 3 to 4 days a week, we would run convoys. We saw a number of incidents, but in short, it's something I would do all over again. I would do it the same way if I could.
We are speaking with Jamie Critelli and Brad Vickers about farmers and veterans and a program that brings them together. We'll be back. So Jamie Critelli just gave me basically radio talk show catnip. I have a couple good stories to share about my experiences in Iraq. Go for it, baby.
Sure, no problem. The last 4 months as a convoy commander, we had to do a lot of things in order to keep my soldiers alive, to keep the convoys running, and to try to minimize any sort of conflict. And one of the things we ended up doing was hosting an ice cream social for two of the big units that we supported. So we're talking about 2,500 soldiers we supported. It was a cavalry unit and an armor unit. And we flew in ice cream, whipped cream, sprinkles, and all the toppings from Germany on an Air Force jet. It was paid for already, you know. But it's but we hosted an ice cream social for these guys, and the entire mindset of these units changed at that point. It seems so simple, but imagine getting ice cream in Iraq
in the desert in
August, and all of a sudden, from that point forward, we had an armed tank or gunship that came with us on every single one of our missions. So at that point, our casualty rate dropped way down. You know, that was one time that you know, I was really proud of my logistics background, actually being able to bring all these pieces together.
Now you use your background. You went to college for agriculture. You went to Cornell.
I went to Cornell.
And you now will tell us about what you do with your greenhouse.
So I purchased this greenhouse business a few years back, and at the time I purchased it, it was just growing flowers. We grew about 50,000 geraniums in the spring,
wow,
30,000 poinsettias in the wintertime, and it was two crops a year. The recession in this country continues to a certain extent, and
certainly in the southern tier.
Yeah, what we've had to do is to branch out into food production. And we sell our food retail at two green market stands in New York City.
What do you sell?
So we grow tomatoes, lettuce, three types of lettuce, two types of tomatoes, and herbs. We now grow sage, basil, parsley, lavender, and rosemary.
How did you hook up with Brad Vickers? He's sort of a force, isn't he? He's like a whirlwind.
Yeah, Jedi something, you know. I'm getting Jedi mind control.
Right.
Actually, it's three calls on my cell phone a day. It's not really. No, but I had, when I first started the business back in 2000, end of 2011, beginning of 2012, I also had gotten in touch with the Farmer Veteran Coalition, the national organization. They had given me a little bit of money to start. And they had toyed with the idea of setting up a New York chapter. And over the years, it just, for one reason or another, it wasn't happening. I either wasn't, you know, getting a lot of support in terms of, you know, connections to other farmers, or just, you know, there are a myriad of reasons. But recently, the president of that, Michael O'Gorman from California, put me in touch with Brad. And Brad, as you mentioned, yeah, he really is a force. You know, he really has the energy and the drive.
Natural-born organizer.
To see something through, rather. So
Brad, I've never asked you about your background in Vietnam. You're a decorated veteran. What role did you play?
Actually, I guess my farm background came into play once again. The opportunity came up to be a dog handler in Vietnam. So and they told me that, you know, if you take this position as a dog handler trainer, we trained veterans to handle dogs as well as training dogs and working them myself, that I would be pipelined straight to Vietnam. And I thought, well, at least I got a dog with me. you know, because of that, I think I'm here today. The dog saved a lot of lives, and we alerted on things that we weren't aware of. It was quite an experience handling a dog and doing the types of things that we did in their ability. Ideal situation, a dog can detect somebody a quarter mile away. So it's pretty amazing what they
wow.
do. And uniquely, this dog, although you really can't train a dog to it, because we'd get calls on the radio and had incoming mortars, this dog, you know, and we'd make everybody get down on the ground because you knew you were going to get hit. The dog somehow sensed these. When you can hear one pass you, but you can't hear it coming. And so consequently, this dog started going down when a mortar was coming in, and
everybody
saved a lot of us.
Did.
Yeah, saved a lot of us.
How did that transition for you into farming? You grew up on a farm.
Well, I grew up on a farm, and that was just an aspect that I took from the farm, I guess you could say, to Vietnam and back again. You know, certainly it was interesting seeing how you grow rice paddies, et cetera, in Vietnam. But, yeah, so coming back, I've always been involved in veterans organizations and whatnot, and I'd been communicating with Michael on the national level for some time, you know, saying we need to bring this to New York. And so now we're doing that.
I can imagine how growing food could help veterans who have PTSD in a way that animals do as well.
Well, yes. And because you're focused now on something different, something growing, and you could see it develop and takes your mind off from some of the negative aspects of the situation. And I think, you know, there's a lot of other situations going on with veterans and the PTSD, and actually the this quite noted that suicide rates are tremendous among veterans in this country, where about every 63 minutes we lose a veteran in America. So this gives a focus for them in communications with other veterans and other farmers. So we're looking for farmers that want to be involved with veterans, veterans that want to get into agriculture. American Farm Bureau is providing with some mentoring programs, and we're working on a number of programs here that we feel a need for. Farmer Veteran Relief Milker Training Program is one of them. There's some training available for veterans involved in farmers markets, which Jamie is certainly well-tuned in that. And the other piece that fits in this is Farm Bureau has a Young Farmer Rancher program, which happens to be the same age group. So if we could gel these two together, it's a super mesh to work this program.
The goal here for you is to create a clearinghouse where farmers and veterans can find each other, whatever it is that they're looking to do. And you're also all going out to Iowa?
Yeah, we're going out to Des Moines. They're looking for some of the key people, such as Jamie and myself, to help organize and help get this spread state by state, because you need the local aspects on a state level to create the databases, to communicate with veterans and provide services. And the National Veteran Coalition has already helped people in New York, such as Jamie and other veterans. So we're providing local contact and helping make that work.
This is such a great program. We've been speaking to farmer in Vietnam vet Brad Vickers, president of the Chenango County Farm Bureau, and farmer and Iraq War veteran Jamie Critelli, who is the founder of Floral Beauty Greenhouses in Elmira, New York. For more information, you can just go to CCFBNY, that's Chenango County Farm Bureau of New York website. And there you can click on the Farmer Veteran Coalition of New York website.
And you also can find us on Facebook.
Facebook as well, just Farmer Veterans of New York. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us, Susan.
This program is presented by WCNY Syracuse. Join us again for the Capital Press Room.